A Collingwood business owner heard the call for help from the local homeless shelter and did what she could to answer it. Now she's asking others to respond in kind. Marcia Canning, owner of Crete Vision Inc., read about the work being done to convert rooms at a Collingwood motel into overnight shelter for people experiencing homelessness, and was inspired to support the work. She put out a message to fellow contractors she works with, and together they raised $5,000. The other donors included Trevor Garbutt, DKI, Brian Gabick and Family, Ed Cooper, EC Construction, Derek Prezio, Pedro's Gift Shop, Matthew Busby and Tyler MacArthur, Georgian Bay Pools, Larry Reed, Engel and Volkers, and Gary Cooper, Gary Cooper Construction. Canning once worked for the former Out of the Cold Collingwood, now part of the Barrie-based David Busby Center, and has been involved in social services for 3 decades. She said she's passionate about helping people experiencing homelessness and was moved by a call-out from Busby Center's executive director Sarah Peddle for help operating the 14-bed Collingwood shelter. Canning would like to see more contractors from the local construction industry also supporting the shelter. "I think this community has a capacity to give, but I think they don't know the need is there," said Canning. "Perhaps they will also be able to get involved in the future, if something more permanent happens with housing." Currently, the Collingwood Homeless Shelter operates out of a few rooms in a roadside hotel. There are 14 beds available in shared rooms, and very minimal space for storing belongings. The shelter is available as an emergency overnight accommodation, and Peddle said some people choose to stay for the whole day, often meeting with healthcare and social workers who visit the shelter to hold consultations. "There is some room at the shelter right now, but Peddle guessed that won't last long as the winter gets colder." The shelter is staffed 24/7, and will be serving a homemade Christmas dinner, courtesy of some volunteers, on December 25. Those staying at the shelter will get breakfast and supper, and lunch if they are there during the day. Meals are made off-site and brought in, and snacks are offered thanks to donations of food from the community. Those staying at the shelter are required to keep their belongings in a tote, and are limited in what they can bring with them because of space available at the shelter. Peddle said if anyone in the community has a line on inexpensive storage they want to help arrange for the shelter patrons, that would be welcome. The shelter is not located in central Collingwood, but according to Peddle, most people can access the site via public transit, or by bike. Taxis can be arranged where accessibility is an issue for a person. In the last month, Peddle said approximately 10 people who were using the shelter services have found housing, supportive housing, or temporary housing. She reiterated that a long-term plan and solution is required. "The shelter is located where it is because there was no other space available. It's limited to 14 beds plus a warming shelter, but there's a need for more than an overnight shelter, and for more beds. Funding from the County of Simcoe, some from higher levels of government, is allocated for shelter operations." Peddle said the county funding only goes so far, and donations like the one from Canning and the group of contractors, will help with the general operations. "We want to make sure we keep the doors open, especially for winter," said Peddle. "It really is the community making sure these doors stay open." Financial donations can be made directly to the Collingwood, South Georgian Bay, shelter through the Busby Center's website. They are handled by Canada Helps and a tax receipt is issued nearly immediately. The center also has an Amazon wishlist on the website for anyone who would like to donate and have the item shipped directly to the center. Specific needs for the Collingwood shelter include men's underwear, socks, deodorant, juice boxes, powder juice, juice crystals, and half-liter juices, cases of water, individually packaged snacks, cookies and granola bars, fruit cups and pudding cups, fruit snacks, bear claws and crackers, sugar powdered milk, coffee cups. To arrange an in-person donation of any of the above items, contact Candace at 705-828-3477.